This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
It's one of the favorite things that enthusiastic wine lovers like to do. It's also being an accessory to a crime. Why you absolutely positively can't volunteer to pick grapes or work in a winery after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
For as long as human beings have been making wine, there's been volunteer labor to help pick the grapes and process them into drinkable libations. These volunteers can consist of wine club members, enthusiasts who want to learn more about the trade, and even relatives of the winery owner who believe that crafting fine wine should be a family affair. Well, it turns out that volunteering to be a part of the winemaking process can get the winery owner in a tremendous amount of trouble. And until recently, most had no idea they were breaking the law. Recent actions by the Labor Board in Northern California have sent shockwaves through the wine industry. One raid on a tiny 2-acre vineyard operated by an unsuspecting cancer patient resulted in a fine so severe that the winery is closing. And the volunteers who have made the operation a classroom for higher learning were stunned to receive checks covering the hours they worked. Moreover, when many of them tried to return their checks to the owner or simply refused to deposit the checks, they were told that uncashed checks would become government property. This story is probably far from over, but one thing is certain, it pays to volunteer. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.